KRNN 102.7. To the Hall of
Privilege. I think I lost something today. Might be my mind, but anyway, everyone thinks I'm like a rock. I never break, but right now. And I try to keep going, but no one really knows that right now. Thoughts just cause me more pain. I can't control my way of thinking, and I can't change just how I feel.
But I know
right now I'm in.
Was Evie, and that was your song Inconsolable. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the KRNN studio and to the show of Tideline. For the listeners out there, this is your Wednesday host, Angelina, and here in the KRNN studio, I have Evie with me.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. It was so fun discovering your music.
Oh, great.
I had no idea you were here in town.
Yes. Just got here, brand new, a year.
Brand new a year. Wow, so you're here for like one of our spectacular summers.
I know, right?
And so for those listening who aren't familiar with you, tell us a little bit about where you came from. And you've got a new album. This is fairly new, right?
It is. The album was released in April. It took a while, but it was released in April.
Oh, that's great. So Labor of Love. Yep. So the name of this album is Gumption.
Right.
And you, so Evie, your music is kind of like influences of pop and blues and what else? Tell us a little bit about your musical background.
I don't know that I intended to go the jazz blues route to begin with, but it just kind of it felt good, you know. Growing up, I actually grew up in the Bronx, where hip hop, R&B is like what major artists are trying to do and trying to go for. And actually, as soon as I went in the studio, and I worked in Seattle at the Fastback Studios. And he took it kind of in another direction, and I kind of said, you know what, I really like it like this. I like being able to sing it in a jazz blues kind of way, and it fits and it works, and I love it like that.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So, growing up in Brooklyn, who were, you know, you talk about hip hop and blues and jazz. So yeah. Who are some of the musicians that have influenced you over the years? And I know you mentioned off air. You've got 6 songs on this album, and you wrote each song, right?
Yes, I did.
That's great.
I did.
So, who are just some of your absolute favorite influences that you kind of always go back to, or?
You know, growing up, Michael Jackson was huge for me.
Oh, definitely.
I loved him. I idolized him. I thought he is what he is. He's king of pop, and you know, I really, really idolized him and loved him quite a bit. But you know, over the years, I've loved Alicia Keys. I love Norah Jones.
Oh yeah.
You know, Regina Spektor. You know, there's so many artists, and I've actually even grown to really love a lot of the indie artists that are out there as well. I think those were mainly my influences growing up.
So when you like Inconsolable, for example, the song we just played. How do you write your music? Like, what instruments are you playing? Or is this something you sit at the piano or guitar? Or would take us a little bit through your process there?
You know, it's funny. I don't really, you know, I can be in the shower. I can be sitting down. When something's really on my mind, I write it down on a piece of paper. I come up with a melody for it. And, you know, I get it recorded. That's pretty much it. It's just however I'm feeling, I sit down and incorporate it into a song, and you know, that's how I came up with this.
That's great. So why don't we go ahead and play another song off this album? This is great. And you know, brand new. This is Angeline, your host of Timeline, and we have Evie here in the studio, who has been in Juneau for about a year.
Yes.
And this is your new album called Gumption. And what is the next song you'd like to play for our listeners?
I would like to play Bills. I think Bills would be a great song.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. what I got coming due this week. So. All right, here we go. We'll go ahead and get this fired up. Here is Evie's song, Bills.
It's something we have to do to make it work.
And that was the song Space. I said I'd play Bills, but I lied.
You really wanted to hear Space. That's okay.
I did. So this is Angelina sitting here with Evie in the studio. It's great to have you here.
Thanks.
And we're playing some of your new music on your new album. And we were talking a little bit off air, so let's share some of that with the listeners. So you just released this year this album, and you're new to Juno. You've been here about a year.
Yes.
And you had said that you're interested in performing and maybe getting a band together. So let's talk a little bit about that.
I would love to start performing, especially this winter and fall. I would love to, or pretty much it's just going to be winter. But
winter's pretty much coming.
Yeah. But... I'm really hoping to get a band together. I've put an ad out on Craigslist for any band members that were willing to audition or wanting to join. And to be honest, I haven't received much feedback, so I'm really hoping that over the next couple of weeks I get some more feedback from people just wanting to hook up and wanting to do this.
Oh, that sounds great. So let's talk a little bit about that. Musicians who may be listening. So what kind of, who are you looking for? Like what kind of musicians? You want lead guitar? Do you want bass? Do you want piano? What are you looking for?
Piano, lead guitarist, drummer. That's pretty much just
some of the basics.
Yeah, just the basics. That's all I'm looking for. I just want to get out there and, you know, get my name out there so people can listen to my music and appreciate it. Yeah.
Great. So one of the ways that I happen to come across you is I have a ReverbNation.com account, which is it's a kind of a social networking site for musicians, artists, DJs, labels, whatever, venues. And that's how I came across your music, and I was very excited to see that you were actually located in Juneau. And so if people wanted to hear your songs, you have CDs for sale, of course.
I do, on iTunes.
On iTunes, okay.
Amazon, any music website you can go on pretty much that sells it. You can get music from.
CD Baby or something?
Yep.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Also, you can go to ReverbNation.com and / Evie's Music?
Yes.
EVIES Music. And then do you have like a music Facebook page or anything?
I do have a Facebook page. It's Evie's Music.
Okay.
I have a Twitter, and that's also under Evie's Music, and I'm a Twitterholic. So if anyone enjoys Twitter, please follow me.
Are you writing things on Twitter like, I'm having a tuna sandwich today? It's very good. No,
I don't go that far, but I do go on there quite a bit.
That's good. So, great. So there's different ways for people to get connected with you if they want to play some music. And
yes. Also have a website. Let me not forget to mention that.
Absolutely.
EviesMusic.com. So everything's pretty much Evie's Music. So
that's pretty easy, everyone.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. And so let's go ahead and play. We'll keep chatting some more, but let's play another song. Let's play the song that you had recommended, Bills.
Yeah, let's go for it.
And that is number 3. So here we are. This is Evie's album, and it's called Gumption, and the name of this song is Bills.
You say you got bills. You say you got problems. Well, I've got them too. Got them too. You only tell me 'cause you know I care. You only tell me 'cause you know I'll be there. But this time I'm gonna say no. Gonna say no. You're crying. You got no power. How you gonna breathe if you got no hot water? I need that too. I need that too. You try and make me feel guilty. You try to make me feel bad. Telling me that I don't understand. Now you're making me. If I pay your bills, I
Was a cool song. So
thank you.
Tell us the name of that one again.
That one was Bills.
I'm definitely going to play that one when I'm paying my bills, I think.
Or when you're paying them for someone else.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
That happens.
Hopefully not next week.
Yeah.
So Bills and Space, Inconsolable. This is part of your first album, which is called Gumption.
Yes.
And we've got Evie here in the KRNN studio. And you had mentioned that you are thinking of maybe getting back into a recording studio and doing some more music.
I would love to, yes.
Okay. Well, I definitely know there's some space here in town. So what kind of record do you want to do on the next run? Have you written more music? Or
oh, yeah.
I bet you got a whole bunch.
I have so much.
That's great.
You know, I write constantly. When things come to me, I write it down. So I have so much material. I have so much stuff I want to say and get out there. And I'm really hoping to get back in the studio by the end of this year with some more stuff, some good stuff.
That's great. So do you have something in mind that's a little bit different from what you did on this time? Obviously you're in a different city.
Yes.
And you'll collaborate with different musicians, I would imagine. Is there something you're like, I really want, you know, I don't know, just something you want to experiment with?
I really want to do something at a faster pace, you know, mm-hmm. something more quick, something with a faster beat to it. Just
okay.
something that maybe people can dance to. I think that would be awesome.
You
know,
that'd be
just
a lot
for
of
people
fun.
To dance to my music. I think that'd be fantastic. So I really want to go for that. So
that sounds great. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So lots of new material and looking. Evie is looking for musicians out there. So listeners, if you are a musician, let's say you're looking for people who play piano, mm-hmm. lead guitar, drums, definitely.
Yes.
And again, we talked a little bit earlier about how to get a hold of you. Evie'smusic.com. You
right.
also have a Facebook page and a Twitter account.
Right.
And you're everywhere, and a ReverbNation.com
yes.
account. So you can send her messages everywhere.
Yes, just put in Evie's music, you'll find me.
Great. So, with fall and winter coming up, that's a great time to really kind of get quiet and creative and just kind of, I guess it'll be interesting to see the music that you wrote on Gumption. Is that mm-hmm. something you did when you were back in New York, or where were you when that kind of creative process, or Seattle, or where was that when?
These songs are actually a mix of time periods for me.
Okay.
These were just six songs that I picked out of pretty much all the songs that I've done, growing up and even now. So they've actually all taken place at different time periods.
So when did you start writing music and singing?
Growing up, I was into writing a lot, so I wrote a lot of poetry. I always wanted to be a singer. Singing was like my dream growing up. You know, I really wanted to be a superstar, a singer. And I started getting into singing and kind of putting melodies to the poetry that I was writing, and I thought that it flowed pretty good, and other people seemed to like it as well. So I kind of, you know, always have done it. I've done it for a long time.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to Juneau.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot of music here to discover, and there's definitely a town full of talented musicians. So I think you'll probably have fun discovering and putting a new album together and see what, I'll be kind of curious to hear how it's a little bit different and maybe what might be influenced Juno-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Definitely. So let's talk about the next song we're going to play off this album. Tell me a little bit about, you wanted to play...
Let's go with Going Crazy.
All right. Tell me about this song.
Well, if anyone's ever had their significant other tell them they were going crazy, when that's the last thing and at the moment, that's probably the worst time to even say that. If anyone's had that experience, you may be able to relate to the song because that's pretty much what it's about. It's just, you know, a past relationship that I was in, and I was really upset. I was probably a little insecure, naive, and, you know.
We've all done that.
Yeah, I was probably a little silly, but at the time, he just said to me, he just said, you know, you're going crazy. You're going crazy. And that just infuriated me because I felt like, yeah, I'm going crazy, but I'm going crazy for you. You know what I mean? Because yeah. I love you, you idiot.
Yeah. But, and then you put it to music.
Yeah, and then I put it to music. So
great. Well, let's take a listen to it. Here we go. Going Crazy by Evie.
Thanks.
Support for KRNN comes from GCI Wireless, providing digital wireless service to Juneau throughout Southeast Alaska and beyond, on the web at gci.com.
Okay, that was a song by Evie, who has joined me here in the KRNN studio. This is Angelina, your host of Tideline on Wednesday nights. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you've just tuned in, Evie is, you've been in Juneau for about a year.
Yes.
And... welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and you'll be here for a few years.
Yeah, I'll be here for a little bit. I actually love it here. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to lie. I think it's beautiful. It's probably one of the most beautiful places I've ever lived. So
it is.
You know, I may stay longer.
Excellent. That'd be great. So what are some of the things that you've kind of enjoyed discovering around here?
Are hiking. You any,
definitely.
Oh, my goodness. I love hiking. And I never thought that I would. But, you know, living here, it kind of makes you want to enjoy those, you know, that sunshine that's out there. And when it's out there, you just want to go for a hike. And, you know, I went for the first time when I got here last year, and I was hooked. So I love hiking.
Well, that's great. So have you come across a bear yet? Have
no,
you had like your first
you
no bear spot sighting yet?
No.
Wow.
Yes, it's making me anxious. Like, I want to see one, you know?
Just go out to the visitor center. There's this little bridge. You walk out there and they're out
walking.
There eating.
I don't see them nearly as much as other people see them. No, I haven't at all.
Yeah, I'm
inviting one.
Yeah, you're like, great, thanks a lot. I had one in my trash can.
No. Yeah.
Have you seen any other wildlife that is kind of like, oh, wow, I didn't see that in Brooklyn, porcupine?
The eagles. I haven't seen the eagles, that's for sure. That's pretty much it. I mean, everything else is here. And the porcupine, yes. We actually have one in our backyard that refuses to leave. So
it's totally comfortable there.
Yeah, it needs to pay us rent.
Yeah, really. It's so fun. They're so cute and so slow moving.
Mm-hmm.
Just like back away. But, well, that's great. I'm glad you're enjoying Juneau and getting out there. And so we were talking earlier, you're planning on this. You've got a lot of new music that you want to actually start recording.
Yes.
So you're looking forward to getting in the studio and making a new album. And and you also mentioned you're hoping to start performing locally and live. And
Yeah, I would love that.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So musicians out there who are listening, you're also looking for, you want to get a band together, basically.
Yes.
So, and we talked earlier, you've got CDs for sale on all the major retailers, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. You also have a website, eviesmusic.com.
Right.
So if anyone wants to get a hold of you and, you know, get the band together.
Yeah. And the album can be fully streamed on eviesmusic.com and Reverb Nation. For anyone that's interested in joining in the band, please listen and see if it's something that you can vibe with. And if you're vibing with it, please contact me.
Absolutely. That sounds great. So let's play another song from the album. Tell me a little bit about what you want to set up next.
Let's go with Kismet.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about that.
You know, I wrote this song just, it's a love song. You know, it's a sweet song about that person that you love so much that you feel like you can't live without. And, you know, I wrote this for someone really special. So when I wrote it, I didn't know the kind of responses I was going to get back from it, because it's so different to me from the other songs that I have on here. But so many people have provided such positive feedback, saying that they love it. It's their favorite.
That's great.
I hope everyone enjoys it.
Well, definitely. Well, I think it's a good song to go out on. And thank you so much again for coming by the studio. And
Thank you. It was so much fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
It was great to meet you. And I wish you all the best with your music and, you know, and enjoying Juneau.
Thank you.
Great. Okay. So this is Kismet off of Gumption. And we've had Evie here in the studio.
I never felt more love. I never felt more pain.
last forever. An unexplainable.